It's just a few weeks until midterm election day on November 6th, but as you're making decisions about who to vote for, the president of the National Association of Secretaries of State recently said that cybersecurity is what's keeping many of them up at night. In fact, Arizona Secretary of State Michelle Regan just released an election security report that says, in part, the root cause of previous technology compromises in our election systems, as in failures of process, people, and awareness. But the report says, our state has made investments aimed at improving the integrity of that election process. We wanted to take a bird's eye view of national election security. So we turned to Deborah Plunkett, senior fellow at Harvard's Belford Center. And I asked her first about the efforts to make so far at the federal level to bolster confidence and integrity in the election system.
Well, certainly there has been some funding that was allocated over a year ago at the federal level. There was a push in the spring for additional funding for the states, but that did not make it through Congress. What has transpired is that the federal government certainly has been much more active in reaching out to the states, conducting testing and training for the states, helping them to assess their particular election infrastructure networks, and just generally providing good guidance.
So let's back up then and talk about where we are now. So what threats are there currently to our election systems as we head into these November elections?
There are threats every day, always, to all kinds of systems and infrastructures and targets. The ones that we have heard about thus far, a few of them have been advertised in the past couple of weeks, actually, with some Russians being charged with some focus on U.S. election systems and capabilities, and nation states, as well as just threat, bad actors, will be doing all they can during that critical time for us to have us lose confidence in our election systems or to literally render them not valid in some way.
Okay. What do you think should be done at this point, given the condition of those threats?
Well, here's what I'd say is, if you haven't been doing anything already at this point, it's almost too late. That's the bad news. The good news is that most, if not all, of the states have responded very well to the information that places like Belfer and many other experts in the security space have been sharing openly, freely, to make sure that they were fully informed on what they needed to do to better harden and secure their election infrastructures. And my experience in moving around the country thus over the past couple months is that the states have taken this very seriously.
So here in Arizona, our Secretary of State conducted a top-down look at our election systems and where the threats are and where the vulnerabilities lie. And it says essentially that our election system security remains at a reactive level. And does that sound about where most states are?
What that says to me is that there's been some security measures taken, but there's not enough confidence overall in them, because reactive means something bad has happened, what do I do about it? Proactive means I'm not going to let something bad happen. I'm going to get in front of that something bad and put the right security measures in place to prevent it from happening.
So what can states do, especially given the focus on working with states from the federal level?
Point number one is understand your infrastructure. Have a good understanding from end to end of every part of the infrastructure that's used to support the election processes. Because the elections are driven by the states, the good news is that we have the potential to have up to 50 different iterations of that, which is a good thing from a security perspective, I believe, because it provides diversity so that if some, bad guy wanted to go after all of the United States, he or she or it or they would have to be pretty smart and pretty well resourced in order to be able to hit each of the states independently. So each state needs to have a good understanding of what their infrastructure currently looks like. They should be applying all of the known security fixes to the weaknesses and vulnerabilities that are known in those systems. And then they should make the assumption that that's not sufficient. You have to stay ever vigilant to make sure that you're staying on top of them.
Yeah. Do you anticipate, as we have a week and a half to go here till the midterms, that our elections will be safe and true and no one will be able to kind of hack in and affect these at this point? Are we solid in that sense?
I feel good about where we are. I remember where we were a year ago. That said, this is no time to let your guard down. Everyone really is going to have to be very, very vigilant, particularly on election day when there's a flurry of activity. There are, you know, lots of different moving parts, lots of people coming in and out of the election spaces that are not security conscious and are, you know, only come one day or maybe for the training and then one day. And it's really going to be critically important that the states are focused, you know, laser-like focus on making sure that all of the parts that need to be protected, both physically as well as digitally, are well protected.
I want to end with a broader question then. What do you think is needed to kind of rebuild trust in our election system, especially given all of the talk about Russian hacking and, you know, advertising that has misled voters over the last several years?
Right. So, you know, there are a couple of things that can destroy the trust. One is the perception that something bad is happening. And then, of course, is the reality that something bad has happened. Mm-hmm. And so we had a couple of realities during the last presidential election that we found out about after the fact. And they've gotten some press and buzz, but not huge amounts that I think would be a deterrent to folks coming out to vote. The bigger concern for me really is what's going to happen on and around election day. What kind of communications might be going out on social media or on the televisions that might persuade voters that it's not a good idea to come out and vote. And I think that's the thing that we need to be very careful about. That information operations piece is really difficult to mitigate and to stop because you're getting into the hearts and minds of people. Are you going to believe this? Is it true? Does it look like it's coming from a credible source? Maybe I shouldn't go vote. Maybe my vote won't count. And that's what you don't want. Those are the really important things we need to keep our eyes on as we head into this critical, important election period.
All right. Deborah Plunkett is a senior fellow with the Belfer Center at Harvard who focuses in the Defending Digital Democracy Project. Deborah, thank you so much for coming on the show to tell us about this.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.